9 years ago, launching a new quarterly magazine about do-it-yourself projects of all sorts was an out-of-left-field kind of idea. Yet publisher Dale Doherty, a co-founder of O'Reilly Media in Sebastopol, saw Make as an idea whose time had come.
I think my original impetus was the idea that we'd be hacking physical things, not just the software, that we'd want to personalize and customize things. It might be our car, our home, lighting systems, and that computing in some ways is moving beyond the computer out into the world itself, connecting the physical and digital. The second thing is I tapped into this idea of play. It's a way we learn and explore and discover new things. And I saw that as sort of a precursor to innovation.
Additionally, he says, there was an opportunity to reawaken interest in the traditional pastime of tinkering and possibly build connections between people who shared that interest, people who have become known as makers.
First article in the first issue, we said, you're a maker. Our readers are makers. It has been kind of an umbrella term that allows us to bring a lot of different people together who may be roboticists or embroiderers or rocketry people. They might not have seen a connection between those different communities, but as makers, they think of themselves as being part of something.
The first copies of Make appeared around this time in 2005. The most recent issue is number 34, and paid circulation has grown to about 100,000, Doherty says. But he's been pleasantly surprised by the demographics within that total.
Part of the growth of Make is appeal to younger people, teens and college students, who often don't get that basic permission to just make something. My conviction is that we all learn by doing, but we've kind of forgotten about that in American education.
And education, along with innovation, has been the goal of the magazine all along.
Part of what the magazine's trying to do is rebuild our technical literacy around making, but also to inspire us creatively to see the value of it. So when I see other people in our community that do these things, I go, well, that's possible for me too. But to be able to do something, you do have to build up skills. And even if you're not making the projects in the magazine, you can learn about how things are made. And your project may use a piece of someone else's project and likely a piece of several different projects.
This sort of creative cross-pollination lies at the core of the Maker Fairs, regional gatherings where throngs of active and aspiring makers and admirers mingle and admire each other's projects. The first such fair was held in San Mateo just a year after the magazine was launched, but Doherty laughs off any suggestion that the event was part of any grand master plan.
It was more like, hey, we got this magazine going. I'm meeting these interesting people. It would be interesting to bring them together. That was the core idea. A lot of these projects are personal. They live in your kitchen or your garage. This flushes them out into the public, so we get to see them. And it's pretty motivating and inspiring to see this work and to get to talk to people who do that. And I think that was the key framing for Maker Faire, was I wanted not just their work, I wanted the person, the maker, behind that work, so you could talk to them and learn from them.
This is one of several ways in which the maker movement is spreading out into the local community. We'll look at more of them on tomorrow's report. Meanwhile, the 8th annual Bay Area Maker Faire, still held in San Mateo, is coming up this weekend. Some 100,000 people are expected to attend. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.